Music for orchestra by Wallingford Rieger to open the concert. Then the Symphony No. 3, subtitled Symphonia Brevis by John Becker. Wallingford Rieger, who was born in Albany, Georgia, 73 years ago, and who's been living in New York for some time, has this to say about his music for orchestra. About 20 years ago, I wrote an orchestra work, Consummation. It contained what I considered some worthwhile fugal material, but I wasn't too happy about the setting. However, about 1950, I rewrote the work, gave it a new name, and retained the fugue. Music for orchestra was given its initial performance in 1955 under the direction of the late David Brookman, who did so much to provide opportunities for the hearing of new American music. Now, Leonard Bernstein has come on stage here at Carnegie Hall, and this evening's Philharmonic Concert opens with the performance of Wallingford Rieger's Music for Orchestra.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not my custom to make any remarks at any concert except those known as the Thursday evening previews, but I feel on this particular occasion that I owe you some kind of explanation of this somewhat odd program you're faced with tonight, which contains three so-called crazy modern works in a row. As you know, this month, we are surveying the music of older generations of American composers. And each week, we concentrate on some aspect of that problem. This particular week, we're concentrating on the music of our pioneers. In this case, three still living American pioneers whom we have with us tonight and have had with us the last 2 days, Mr. John Becker, who is 72 years old, Mr. Rieger, who is 73, and Mr. Ruggles, who is 82 years old. Now, this causes the program to contain three modern pioneering radical works in a row, and of course, under ordinary circumstances, I would never make such a program. It is a badly balanced program, if you will, and I know it's a big dose, but it is not likely to happen often, and it's not likely to happen soon again. I just wanted you to know this reason, and in any case, I am sure that the big dose will be more than balanced by Rachmaninoff, especially when played by our grand young man, Mr. Clyburn.
Thank you.
Leonard Bernstein has opened this evening's Philharmonic concert with the first of three American pieces which comprise the first part of the program, music for orchestra by Wallingford Rieger. The New York Philharmonic is observing the International Music Fund concert this week. We've received word from Mrs. Serge Koussevitzky that the next American work to be performed on this evening's concert, John Becker's Symphonia Brevis, will be one of the hitherto unrecorded contemporary works new to the repertories of leading symphony orchestras in the United States and Canada, to be recorded on tape as part of the Recording Guarantee Project of the American International Music Fund, of which Mrs. Koussevitzky is president. The tapes of these performances will be placed in the archives of six different depository libraries strategically located throughout the country, where they'll be made available for audition by conductors and other musicians who may aid in the promoting of further performances of these works. This project, according to Mrs. Koussevitzky, is assured through the participation of more than 20 principal American orchestras and their conductors, through approval of the American Federation of Musicians and the local musicians' unions, and by a renewed grant from the Rockefeller Foundation. The name John Becker may not be familiar at all to those not living in the Midwestern section of the country, because it's there his musical activities have been centered. He has had important teaching positions, but he retired a few years ago and now makes his home in Wilmette, Illinois. The Symphony No. 3, or Symphonia Brevis, as the composer calls it, was completed in 1929, but tonight marks the broadcast premiere of the work as a whole. As a preface to the score, the composer has written these words: "This symphony was written with an outraged spirit. It is not intended to be beautiful in the sentimental sense. It is a protest against intolerance, prejudice, pretense, and sham. A protest against would-be humanitarians who talk much and do nothing. A protest against a world civilization which starves its millions in peacetime and destroys these same millions in wartime." I think you may get an idea of what kind of music Mr. Becker has planned in this Symphonia Brevis. Leonard Bernstein is about to return on the stage here in Carnegie Hall, and this evening's Philharmonic concert will continue with a performance of the Symphony No. 3, Symphonia Brevis, by John Becker. Thank you. The second of these three works by the older generation of contemporary American composers, which the Philharmonic is performing this evening, has been the Symphony No. 3, subtitled Sinfonia Brevis by John Becker. Leonard Bernstein is conducting the concert, coming to you direct from the stage of Carnegie Hall in New York.